Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Better believe we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Athletics. The Wildcats would like to thank all of those working throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including grocery store employees, restaurant staffs, and delivery drivers. We appreciate you. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
You saw him on the benches for championship teams with the Bulls. Jim Clemens now joins us. What was it like to coach Kobe?
He wasn't winning a lot of friends, I guess, unless you really knew him from his childhood days, but because he was so competitive. Well, you can be competitive and still not take the jury out of joy. And so I think Kobe began to see how we treated everyone on the team, and he was no different. He just had to learn how to wait his turn, and when it was his turn, he got the basketball. He didn't have to chase the basketball. He got his shots, and as he got his shots and he became a better player, I think he really saw the opportunity of how we played the game, how we taught the game, how the rhythm of what was expected from not only the best player, but also the 12th player.
Make me a bicycle clown!
We had a great conversation with Jim Clemens yesterday. We talked about Jordan, we talked about Kobe, Shaq. It was really, really great. It was like talking with your uncle on the porch about basketball. Thanks for tuning into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock today. A couple ways that you can get involved with the show. You can call us at 312-644-6767. You can hit us up on the text line. And the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. They want you to know they got express checkout and home delivery, rosenhyundai.com. And you can text us by going to 67011. All right, that's how you can get down with the Tech Zone. Here's what we have planned for you today. J.J. Stankovic is going to join us around 12:20. I want to talk Bears with him, and I want to talk about Gronk, which I'll get to momentarily. B.J. Armstrong is going to be on the show at 1 o'clock. He was my favorite player on NBA Jam, so I'm going to talk to him about that and talk to him about the Last Dance documentary. Brett McMurphy, I reached out to Brett this morning because he did a really interesting poll of college athletic directors about college football season. Brett works for Stadium Network, breaks a lot of news there. I'm looking forward to talking with him at 1:25 today, and we'll have other stuff mixed into the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate it on whatever it is that's going on your work day, or if you just took a break from teaching the kiddos inside the house and you're just like, I need to get out to my deck or my porch or into the car to sit by myself and listen to Lawrence for a little while. Whatever it is that how you're consuming today's show, I am thankful for the fact that you are consuming it. Let's talk about Rob Gronkowski. So, if you didn't know, Gronk is back. Gronk smash! Gronk is back. He is going to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. He is joined back up with Tom Brady. And if you remember, when he retired, he said that he wouldn't catch another pass from another quarterback. And he's right. He was right about this. Over the last, 20 hours since this news broke, I've been sitting around my house with a couple of different thoughts. And I wanted to run them past you. And Texter, you're right. He is the 24/7 title holder. Does that mean Brady could win the title by pinning him? I hope that's I hope he does that. two things have been coming to my mind about the Gronk thing. One, is it possible that Gronk is smarter than he appears to be? That's number one. Number two, how long has this been going on? How long have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski been plotting this? Because that's what it feels like, and I mean that in the best way. I joked about it yesterday on LoHo Daily. This feels like an Ocean's 11-esque type heist. That Gronk retires, and he walks away, and Brady's like, well, I'm not coming back here, so listen, if you want to not put your body through a whole lot of stress, then don't retire, and then I'll go someplace else, and then you can join me there. It leads to so many questions. Like, was this planned, or did it just happen? Because think about it. Think about the things that Rob Gronkowski was a part of while he wasn't playing football. Now, one of the things that he was doing was CBD stuff, and I don't mean that it's legal now. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the man was out here doing his thing. So you got to figure out, like, how can you make sure that he's in shape and that he pees clean and all of this other stuff if you don't have a plan in place for him? They had the medical done. Like, I remember yesterday the back and forth between the reporters that were covering this, where Schefter's like, yeah, you know, this is going to be a thing, but Gronk still has to pass a physical. And then here pops Jay Glazer. Yeah, he already had the physical, so.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
It's whatever you want to do. I just want to know how. How did this happen? And how long have they been plotting it? Because it does feel like a plot. Now, there's a serious side to this that I do think needs to be explored. And I thought that when Rob Gronkowski walked away from the game, I thought that he put a really good face on the type of things that football players deal with to play the game, even though they are paid a ton of money. And Gronkowski's going to make $10 million. This year, he's sticking with that, and I don't know if they're going to do a contract extension, but he's due $10 million for this season and then becomes a free agent after this. When he talked about his experience at the end of his tenure with the Patriots, I thought that he made an impassioned plea about the dangers of football and understanding that even with all of the success that the Patriots were having as a franchise and that he was having personally as a player, that it wasn't enough. Take a listen to Gronk getting really emotional talking about the toll that playing the game put on him.
Patriot fans, I love all my fans. I love Patriot fans. And wherever I go, Patriot fans always ask, am I coming back? When I'm coming back? Where am I coming back? I'm walking across the street and they're like, you're walking because you're coming back. It's crazy. I understand. I feel that love. But I want to be clear to my fans. I needed to recover. I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life. Like, the joy. I'm sorry right now, but, oh, dang, I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just have to fix myself. And I believe I have the tools. I have the people around me. I have CBD medic team around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it, whenever during a workout, whatever it is, so I can do the most safe alternative way for myself. And I believe I have the great people around me to get to where I need to get to in life. Yes, I'm on the right path to where I am now. And I got a lot farther to go. And I feel great and I am pain-free. But I truly believe I can get to another level with my body. And I'm just in the first stage right now. And when that time comes down in the future, If I have the desire to play football again, if I feel passionate about football again, if I'm feeling like I need to be out there on the field, I will go back to football. But as of right now, that is not the case. It could be the case in 6 months. It could be the case in 2 years. It could be the case in 3 years. It could be the case in 3 months. But I truly don't see it in the foreseeable future in like a week or a month.
Well, he was right. It was a year later, and now he's back to playing football again, or at least planning on playing football again. There's a couple things in there that I hear, and it makes me go, as Arsenio used to say. Him talking about losing his love for the game, losing his love for football. I'm wondering how much of that has to do with the physical toll, and I thought that he laid out a really good case for we're winning games. I'm winning Super Bowls. I can't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep the night after we won the Super Bowl. Like, I should be happy, and I physically wasn't able to do it. The other part of it is it makes you wonder about what it's actually like to play for the Patriots and what it's actually like to play for Bill Belichick. Because you had Tom Brady there for 20 years. And at the end of it, knowing that his team is in great position to compete with the Bills and probably win another division and find themselves with an opportunity to play in the playoffs again, Tom was like, you know what? Screw that. I don't need this whole thing. I've done all that I can up here, and I'd like for my last couple years in the NFL to be a little stress-free. I don't know if there's a bigger dichotomy between coaches than Bill Belichick and Bruce Arians. Maybe Pete Carroll, where you go from a guy that's super rigid to a guy that isn't that rigid at all. But the idea that Tom Brady is like, I've had enough, and I'm going to go start over in Tampa. I remember when we were talking about where Tom Brady ends up, and now I guess apparently John Lynch has opened up to the fact that they actually were exploring trying to bring Tom Brady to the 49ers. But when we started looking at places for Tom Brady to go, Tampa was super low on everyone's list. Like, why would he go to Tampa? Wouldn't he go to Miami before he would go to Tampa? He goes to Tampa, and he's already got a great receiving core. Like, those guys could put up some significant numbers next year, even with what I think is a declining Brady. And now you add Gronk into the middle of that. From a defensive standpoint, this is a nightmare. And there you have a guy that I hope that what you saw with Gronk was a guy that was tired of the situation that he was in and maybe did need a bit of a break. It got me to wondering if this isn't something that we're going to see more often. Now, a guy like Gronk has a lot of cachet. Like, he's got some leverage because he's so great. It's easy for him to get back into the game because people felt like he left way too early anyway. But 29 is starting to become that age where you see a lot of players start doing the risk-reward aspect of it. And in some cases, the risk isn't worth the reward. With Gronk, reportedly, and Texas pointed this out, and you're right, reportedly, he has not spent his money that he's made in the NFL. The money that he spent on himself has been money that he has made in endorsements and doing the Gronk cruise and everything else. It makes you wonder, then why put yourself through that again? If you have all the money that you need, if you have all of the accolades that you could ever want, you won, you have rings, what is it that drives you to leave the seeming happiness of Gronk's post-football career to go back and start over in a new place? It's a nice place to go back to when you know that you know who the quarterback is, you know how you work with that quarterback. it must feel like for those guys, like they're going into a bit of a country club atmosphere. They're going to work because they work. Like Brady and Gronk work. But to not have the specter of Bill Belichick hanging over their head and the way that Bill Belichick gets down. I've talked to people who have played for the Patriots, and they say the winning is great. Like, the winning is the best part of it. The rest of it is a lot. And if you can handle it, the rewards are really worth it, because you get to be part of what is an incredible dynasty over the last two decades. But it is grating on a lot of players. So I wish Gronk well. I wish him and TB12 well down in Tampa. But I am still stuck with how quick did they, was this the plan the whole time? And if it was, it's bleeping brilliant. And how miserable must it have been for Tom over the last couple of years in New England, where he really, really wanted to get away? And what price do you come back and play if you're Gronk? And I don't mean monetary price, because we know the price on that. It's $10 million for 1 year of work. Or at this point, 8 months of work, 9 months of work if they go to the Super Bowl. I still think the teams out west, I'll take two of the teams from the NFC West is better than Tampa Bay, because they still have a couple of offensive line issues and some defensive issues. And towards the end, watching Brady play quarterback last season wasn't fun. He was still good enough, but you started to see like, oh, he can't make that throw anymore. That 18-yard dig route that he used to just nail, he can't make that anymore. But it's still, it was a fascinating day in the NFL, where all of a sudden, oh, Gronk's back. And what does New England get? They get a fourth-round pick, and they had send away 7-2. Cool. All right, I'm going to talk with J.J. Stankovic about Gronk, and I'm also going to talk with him about the Bears. He's got some interesting things to say about the draft and where the Bears stand. We will talk with him next here on The Score.
Football fans, the biggest sporting event in the last month is about to unfold. The 2020 NFL Draft. Don't miss our live coverage of Round 1. Tomorrow night, 6 to 10, our NFL Draft team is fired up and ready to go. Starring Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Paul Barkish, Dan Pompey, David Hall, Mark Grody, and the rest of the Score Draft team. Listen to 670 The Score through your smart speaker or mobile device from radio.com as they analyze every pick in Round 1 and talk about what moves Ryan Pace and the Bears might have planned. The Score Day one coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft. Listen in for full coverage on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I can't remember being this conflicted about something in the sports world in a while. Major League Baseball and its partners from the minors are meeting again today about the future of their relationship. Back in the fall, the big leagues proposed contracting 40 minor league teams, leaving 120 affiliates around the country. Minor League Baseball is America, small towns showing off the future of the game. But I also understand MLB's position that there are too many teams to support, and so many minor league players have no chance at the majors anyway. I don't want towns to lose their teams or players to lose their jobs, but I'm afraid MLB will eventually get its way here. If it does, it better come with the promise of improving the pay and working environment for the remaining minor leaguers. I'm Andrew Bogish.
The socially distanced NFL Draft is finally here, and you can follow all the action at BetOnline.net. Wondering who will be the first, second, and third draft pick? Do you know if more offensive or defensive players will be taken in the first round? Have a hunch on how many trades will take place in the first round? Maybe you're into oddities, like how many draftees' dogs will be shown during first-round coverage. Before the draft goes live, head over to BetOnline.net for the latest props, lines, and odds. Bring the draft home with BetOnline.net.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray.